Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. You get to do that all in.
No, that's okay. That's
wow.
Okay. So good morning and welcome to the January 13th, 2020 meeting of the Oregon Board of Accountancy's Qualifications Committee. My name is Megan Kurz. I'm the committee chair, and I'd like to call the meeting to order at 9:02 Pacific time. I'd also like to issue a reminder that this is a public call and is being recorded. With that, I'd like to conduct a roll call of participants in the room here at the Morrow Center in Salem, as well as participants on the line. So we'll begin with QC members to ensure that we have a quorum, and then we'll ask board staff, applicants, and supervisor licensees, and any other participants to identify themselves. So, so my name is Megan Kurz. I'm here this morning, and maybe we can start in a, to my left.
Sure. Stacey James, board staff.
Mary Pinero, a new member.
Gabby Chu, new member.
Julie Nadeau, board staff.
Ellen Lau, new member.
Aaron Piazza, new member.
Thank you. Okay. On the line.
This is Norm, committee member.
Thank you, Norm.
Yep.
This is Julie Pinero, our committee member.
Thank you, Casey.
Good morning.
Stuart Morris, board liaison.
Thank you, Stu.
Michael Smith, committee member.
Thanks, Michael.
Ryan Kramer, committee member.
Thanks, Ryan. Okay. Any other committee members on the line? Good morning, Ed.
Thank you.
Okay. Any applicants on the line this morning?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
This is Elizabeth Anderson. I'm Lauren.
Hi, Elizabeth. Thank you.
I'm not sure if you caught that, but Kevin Thorpe.
Thanks, Kevin.
Okay, so
good morning, Hector. Okay, any other applicants?
This is Washington.
I'm not sure if you. Oh, sorry.
You're good.
Aaron Russell.
Great, thanks, Aaron. Okay, so we have all applicants on the line. And then are there any supervisor licensees?
This is Rachel McKay, supporting Elizabeth.
Good morning, Rachel. Anyone else on the line that's not identified themselves? Okay. Well, with that, we will move to the next item on our agenda, item two, which is our new member introduction.
We have several new members, so I think we just established some of that through roll call, but I don't know. Do you want to give them a little bit of background on the committee? Yeah,
that would be great. So thank you all for being here this morning and for signing up for this committee. This is a great volunteer opportunity to participate in. As you know, we get to review every application that comes through an industry track that is where the applicants are looking for a CPA licensure. This is my fourth year, I think, on the committee, and I've had the opportunity to work with an amazing group of the board staff, as well as applicants and peers along the way. So really highly recommend this volunteer opportunity, and thank you very much for being here as well. Today sounds like it's an observational day for you guys, so you'll get to really see what some of the conversations on the applications look like. And from here, you would be paired up with another committee member for the next meeting, and you would get your own application for review. Anything else that I'm missing?
No, to be clear, I want to note that Aaron was appointed effective January 1st because of the timing of his response. And everybody else, the appointment date is effective tomorrow because you didn't have materials in advance enough to really maybe to fully discuss and vote. And so we didn't want to put you on the spot. But if you were to abstain, then we would not have a quorum today for voting purposes. So, but welcome to discuss. Is that correct? And I mean, you're happy with that?
Absolutely. Yeah, input is great. We also have Stuart Morris, our board liaison, on the line. Stuart, anything that you'd like to say to the incoming committee members as they embark upon this journey?
You have one of the toughest jobs ahead of you and one of the most important jobs. And believe me, the board appreciates all the work done by this committee because there's no way they could ever get through and approve these types of licenses. So thank you for your volunteering.
Thank you. Okay, any questions from our observers and new members?
So to be clear, the people coming through CPA firms, we're not done with them at all. It's just simply if you're kind of a non-traditional corporate.
That's correct. Yeah.
And that's based on where their experience is gained. So you could have somebody technically that is drawing on industry experience but currently works at a firm, and that's fine. But if there's any industry experience being considered as part of their qualification for licensure, then this committee.
So who does the initial review and then the applicant comes and says, oh, this person works for a CPA firm, so we can go to this track. They don't have to. Who filters that?
That would be sports staff.
Okay, gotcha. And she has a counterpart, Ashley. They initially.
So they get the first and they say, okay, this goes to the committee, this doesn't need to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct. Good questions.
Good morning.
Hi.
Come in.
I'm Brian.
Hi, Brian. Come on in and have a seat.
Okay. Thank you for the participation in the new member introduction. With that, we'll move on to item number 3 on the agenda, which is review and approval of the agenda. Any feedback or input or additions or deletions to the agenda that we'd like to see today?
Yes. We do need to note that Megan Kurz is not reviewing the application for Aaron Russell, but that is actually Michael Smith.
Yes, thank you. Any other edits?
Can I pause you for 1 second,
sure.
Brian? What's your last name?
Miller.
Thank you.
Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
This is Casey. I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
Thank you, Casey. Do you have a second?
I second.
Thank you, Mary. I'm not sure. Yeah, I think tomorrow.
Oh, I can't do it to
your first day. To get the Motion on the floor is to approve the agenda. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Okay, with that, we're moving on very quickly through our agenda, and we're at item number 4, which is the report of board action from Mr. Morris.
The board reviewed your new candidates and agreed with what your work was done last meeting. The board has also completed and submitted and finalized the changes to the rules? I don't have them here in front of me.
Yes.
Those would be good to review if you have time. I know you have nothing to do between now and April, so. The board then adjourned. That was the end.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Warren.
Short meeting.
One of the things I know that Julie and I discussed following the last qualifications committee meeting is a desire to have as many of the QC meetings in person here in Salem as possible. We typically have 5 meetings per year. We're moving it to 4 to help alleviate some of that additional travel. But that is something that has been requested, that we conduct the majority of our meetings here at the Board of Accountancy. And so thank you all to the new members showing up here today. I'm here as well with the board staff. And then thank you to those of you on the line and we look forward to seeing you in person next time. Okay. So with that, we'll move on to item number 5, pending applications. So we have 2 current applications for this meeting and 3 deferred applications that are left over from the November 20th meeting. I would like to just issue a general reminder to the committee members that as we're reviewing these applications and discussing, it's very helpful if we can have conversations and before we make a motion that helps expedite the process. So with that, Casey, I think the first candidate is yours.
Wonderful. Thank you, Megan. So I just wanted to first kind of preface this with it's going to be a little bit long-winded, so I apologize, but it'll make more sense as I go through this. Ms. Wynkin worked for Lytix Incorporated from January 15 to September 16, so that's 21 months, as a general ledger accountant under the direct supervision of Brian Dennett. I have provided comments and suggested enhancements to Ms. Quinn's narrative. However, she has not had the opportunity to make the updates due to holiday season and some other of her responsibilities. So today I do plan to make a motion to defer on her application to give her time to make updates to the narrative, but I would like to briefly discuss the recommendations I've made to her with the committee just to determine if there are additional updates that the committee would like to see, make sure she just has a holistic view of what we expect from her and her updates on her application. So that's why it's going to be a little bit long. Overall, I suggested that she include more examples for most of the competencies, and that those examples also be more comprehensive in nature, so more of an entity-wide focus, and also include more detail, in addition to adding more detail on the existing examples that she's provided. I've asked her for us to show us that she understands full cycle accounting from financial statements and their associated analysis down to the transaction level, including financial systems and internal control. So competency specific, for competency A, I suggested that she add explicitly how she exhibits integrity and due professional care. Currently in the narrative, it just kind of says, hey, I do this. So I'd like to see how some examples of how she does this or exhibits these qualities. I suggested that she show how she exhibits integrity, objectivity, independence, professional judgment, due professional care, and professional skepticism as an accountant specifically. So currently in the narrative, it discusses as a hiring agent, things of that nature, and we really want to know how she exhibits these as an accountant. And I'd like to see them explicitly discussed. In competency B, I recommended that she include more examples and enhance the existing examples under the competency. For instance, can she enhance the discussion on operating expense, current liabilities, and cash flow from investing analyses? How does she know that a decrease in short-term billing resulted from economic trends? Did she do any benchmarking? How did she know that the decrease in total billings was due to a decrease in customer multi-year contract willingness? Did she do any profitability analysis? In this competency, I suggest she also add examples of when and how she analyzed economic trends and regulatory trends, as I really don't see that discussed in this competency. For competency C, I really felt like this needs to be more thorough and robust. It wasn't clear to me at that time what VAT filing was. Now it is, because another applicant had it in their application. But I'd like that to be specified, and also how the various tax jurisdictions were overlooked. I also suggest that she explain more about what the composition of the tax work paper included, and suggested she describe the balance sheet reconciliation more thoroughly. On paragraph 4 of competency C, the balance sheet and P&L analysis, the second part of the paragraph is really hard to understand, so I recommend that she reword that area. I also suggested that she pick a few of the variances identified and describe how she figured out what the variance is from. For paragraph 5, it just did not appear to be specifically related to the competency, so I suggested she either remove it or enhance her discussion on what that work paper included and how she developed and maintained it. For competency D, some of this narrative was really hard for me to understand, so I encouraged her to reword it. In the the first paragraph of the example, she was coming at it from a manual review angle, but the competency requires it to be from a system control angle. So I asked her how is the system set up to ensure that errors on original entry were caught. Could she provide an example where she actually traced transactions from the original entry up to the financial statement, and could she describe that progression? The prepaid example should also be from a systems perspective. On the second paragraph, I asked that she clarify accounts payable reversing journal entry process, as to me it did not make sense in the way that it was worded. I also suggested that she clarify what the new control is, as that wasn't clear to me either. I also asked about the time tracking system example, as I didn't see a connection to the competency. I relayed that since this competency is all about system controls, I didn't feel like the implementation of a manual control was relevant. I also suggested that she provide additional examples where she actually walked through processes from original entry to financial statements and explicitly walk us through each step of the system controls at each step. I would expect an applicant to have at least two robust examples for the competency, or possibly three or four less comprehensive ones, but really they need to focus on system controls, not manual controls, in my opinion. In competency E, I clarified with her what risk assessment process is and how it's really a holistic process. I felt that the AP and fixed asset example could work, but she'd need another good example or two to show her competency. I suggested that she significantly bolster how she identified the risk areas and how she assessed the related assertions, just i.e. what was her logic. I felt like she did a better job of this in her fixed asset example than in her AP example, but both could be improved. She also referred to a transition time, but I couldn't figure out exactly what she was referring to with that transition. Competency F, I recommended that she focus on high-level accounting functions. I did not feel that the bank reconciliations and fee approvals really encompassed the goal of this requirement. I thought she could instead start the related discussion where she talks about big fees and how she ensured proper reporting through the review of the related guidance if applicable. I suggested she clarify the discussion of erroneous reports. I also suggested that she explicitly discuss decision-making, problem-solving, critical thinking, cash flow, profitability, liquidity, solvency, operating cycle, achievements of management plans, accomplishments of service efforts, and consumer liabilities. For competency G, I clarified that this competency is really about communicating accounting, which is, as we know, sometimes very complex and technical, to non-accountants. But the examples provided were about communications with her controller, who is expected to be very knowledgeable about accounting in general. I asked that she think about if she has other examples where she communicated relatively technical accounting information to people that weren't accountants. These examples may be better under competency F or C. So those are the majority of my comments. I have a few additional ones. But I'd like to see if the committee has any other concerns on these competencies so we can make sure she has a pretty good guidance in making her updates to her narrative. So I will open the floor for discussion.
Thanks, Casey. This is Megan. I did have two quick questions that are just more administrative in nature. I believe the candidate's experience was at Jive Software. However, the file summary indicates that this was at Lydex, which I believe is her current employer.
I'm sorry, I just grabbed the name off.
I think we just have just a typo. Is that right, Ms. Chin?
Yes, the experience is from Lydex Software. I currently work for Lydex Software.
Great, thank you.
Oh, I see.
And then another really quick question, just related to the DocuSign on the competencies. And this is probably just me, I've used DocuSign before, and this may be just a saved sort of text item, but the signature to me on the narrative attestation page didn't look anything like the signature on the narrative page. So just want to make sure that we're all comfortable with this. So, and we can follow up on that, given likely the application will be deferred. Let's see. Casey, I agreed with you on competency A. I thought particularly related to professional skepticism that we could use some additional examples there, particularly when the candidate is working with some estimates and reserves and journal entry support. I think that there's some good experience to draw from. Related to B, I would encourage the candidate to include more quantitative info. For instance, what is the metric? What does it represent? How do we know whether it's good or bad? What is it telling us? Those kinds of things. And then, let's see, on D, I agreed with your sentiments, Casey, although I did like the system control where it was identified that there was a double entry of accounts payable invoices being vouchered and the work done with the IT department to update the system configuration and then testing that through the sandbox. I liked that. I thought that was a really good example. So if you are going to revise, I would encourage you to keep that in the narrative. Any other comments on the application before Casey brings forth a motion?
Okay. So I suggest to defer the application of when Kim pending additional documentation for competencies, for all competencies. I apologize. I missed my digits here. Sorry, y'all. Hold on 1 second. Should I explain them?
No problem.
Do I need to say the per OAR 801, that component?
You're good. I don't think so, yeah.
For defer?
You're good. So
okay. I apologize. I thought I had it on here.
Thanks, Casey. So the motion on the floor is to defer the application of Wen Chin pending additional documentation on all competencies. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, the motion passes.
Thank you all.
Thank you. One thing, particularly because we have new observers here on the committee today, that I didn't mention, but I think bears noting, is that if there are circumstances related to an application that you feel would impair your independence in any way, whether it's that you know the supervisor or licensee, or you have worked with or know the applicant and you don't feel comfortable voting, certainly discuss the application and your stance with the board staff prior to the committee meeting, just so that you know whether it's appropriate to abstain or to go ahead and vote. All right, so the next application on the list is for Elizabeth Anderson, which was assigned to Yvette Burling.
Okay, so I reviewed Elizabeth's application. She has worked at Intel for the last 9 years or so, and under the supervision of Michael Schmidt, who is one of our committee members, and Rachel Stein, her application clarifies which sections of her experience are being supervised by each of those supervisors, and that is helpful. Intel, as a reminder, Intel has a CPA mentor program, and Elizabeth went through that program. It seems pretty apparent when I look at her application and her competencies that she wrote up that she's got some great experience here. I did recommend that she make some updates in competency A to add a little bit more information about integrity, objectivity, and professional skepticism. And then in competency F, to show some of the technical accounting research that she has done. But each of the competencies has a lot of good detail on the examples of her experience. B She has worked in several roles at Intel in the technology and management, or excuse me, technology and manufacturing group, in the treasury, accounting, close and reporting group, and in payable accounting. So she's got a variety of experience. And I'm going to open it up for comments. I thought everything was pretty well explained in her competencies.
Thanks, Yvette. This is Megan. I guess I have one quick question on the dates of qualified supervision. And how many months in total we're looking at for this candidate. And so on the cover sheet, it looks like it goes under Michael Smoot from September of 18 through February of 19 on a full-time basis. And then it picks up at August of 19 through October of 19 on a part-time basis. However, in the narrative, it says that it is from February through October on a part-time basis. So I'm just trying to figure out if on a part-time equivalent, we've got 1.5 months of experience there or 4.5. Either way, I did the math, and I think we're above 12 months, but it's pretty close. So I just wanted to make sure that we're comfortable there.
Yeah, that was my comment I talked about.
Yeah, thank you for that. I worked for Michael Schmidt full-time from September 18 to February 19,
okay.
And then from February 19 until the time I submitted the application, he was my supervisor licensee, but not my manager. So I don't know if I was working full time and he was supervising the work I did for this application, in terms of this application, but he was not my direct manager after February 19.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for the clarification.
Okay.
I think we just have to skip. I'll
check
that. Oops. I did have a question in competency B. So we talk about the nine years of experience, and I know that you did a nice job in your intro of outlining that all of your examples used within the narrative relate to your time of qualified supervision, Elizabeth, but I just want to clarify because you did mention that 9 years of full experience. Is everything that you took credit for in the paper under that qualified supervision time frame?
Yes, it is. It was supervised either by Rachel or by Mike, everything that's in here.
Great, thank you. Any other questions or comments on the narrative?
I'm ready to make a motion.
Great, thank you,
Doug. Okay, I don't hear any other comments, but I'm finding that there is sufficient evidence to make a preliminary finding that Elizabeth Anderson has demonstrated the competencies necessary for initial licensing for OAR 801-010-0065.
This is Casey, I'll second.
Thanks, Casey. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, the motion passes. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much, everyone, for your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so that wraps up the current applications for this meeting. We just have the two. And so then we'll move on to deferred applications. The first one is Apeksha Shah. Sounds like Apeksha is on the line, and so is Ryan. Ryan, did you want to go ahead and take it away?
Sure. So just a reminder, Apeksha Shah, she's a senior accountant at Pelco, which is a security systems company. So in our November meeting, we deferred her application for competencies B, C, D, and E. Following that meeting, we had a couple rounds of back and forth, including a call with Apeksha and her assigning supervisor to identify areas that she could go deeper in her narrative. If you'll allow me, I'll go through maybe each competency and what the high-level feedback was in that meeting, and then what some of the changes were made to the narrative prior to opening it up for discussion.
Perfect.
So competency B, the feedback was that the narrative was lacking examples in regards to critical success factors, including how they're monitored and knowledge of the various businesses that Falco has. In our discussion, I suggested going in greater detail about the objectives and goals at Falco and really her understanding of the setting, measuring, and monitoring of those goals. So following our back and forth, she made a couple of changes. The first one was she added an example of how the tariff situation between the U.S. and China is impacting Falco's business, including the pricing of products and how it impacted the financials. She also added an example of the considerations going into the launch of a new product, including the pricing of that new product and the pricing of old product, and the impact on the sales organization all the way through up to the bonuses that ultimately accrued by the company for the sales team. And then lastly, she expanded her existing discussion on the importance of cash flow to the company by providing more of an end-to-end discussion of why cash flow is important, and her involvement in setting up the cash flow projections and communication leadership. On competency C, the feedback was that the narrative was lacking detail about what a work paper is and how it's put together. She had an existing example of a payroll issue in a work paper that she created, and so she expanded that detail significantly to provide more of an understanding about how she put that work paper together and the details of that work paper. Competency D, the feedback was that the narrative was needing a deeper discussion of how transactions aggregate at the organizational level and how they affect the organization as a whole. She made numerous updates in this area, providing expanded examples about the accounting for the fixed asset cycle and adding examples for AR and AP, and demonstrating more of an end-to-end understanding of those cycles. And then lastly, competency B was lacking in risk assessment and how the candidate identifies risk from an independent critical thinking standpoint, which I think this is one of, I think, the more significant comments that we have, that it just kind of talked about some financial statement analysis that was done, and I think there was an example about R&D, which was really ripe for some additional discussion. And so she expanded that existing R&D discussion to focus more about the risk assessment process, why R&D is important to her company, including some changes in, from IFRS to US GAAP following the acquisition of her of the company by a new parent, and then the procedures undertaken to respond to risk. And then she also added additional examples for AP and PP&E. So with that quick overview, I just would like to open it up for any questions that the committee members have following the review of the updated narrative.
Thanks, Ryan.
This is Casey. I'll just say that I really thought the updates were good, right? I feel pretty good about the application. I think it's very thorough, and I think all the recommendations were taken to heart and well implemented.
This is Yvette. I agree with those comments, but all of the additions were very helpful.
Any other comments on the updated narrative? Okay. So based on those two comments and not hearing any other discussion, I would propose to make a motion. And so I would move to find that there is sufficient evidence to make a preliminary finding that Infectious Shaw has demonstrated the competencies necessary for initial licensing per OAR 801-010-0065.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you, Guy. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, hearing none, the motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Moving right along, our next deferred application is from Aaron Russell, which Michael Smoot, thank you so much for volunteering to take on this additional application and picking it up from Haley. Whenever you're ready.
Awesome. So thank you, Megan. So I'm taking over for Aaron Russell. At the last meeting, Casey jumped in and was able to present this application on behalf of Haley. At that November meeting, we deferred Aaron's application for competencies A, B, C, D, E, and F. I was able to connect with Aaron on all of these competencies, and he was able to work with his supervisor as well to get all of these items that we had asked for specifically addressed within his application. So you'll see a lot of edits and substantial changes in a lot of those competencies. Overall, great discussion back and forth between Aaron, and really appreciate his effort level in getting the application to where I believe it needs to be able to be in front of the committee today. With that said, any other questions or concerns with regards to the edits that were made?
This is Megan. I thought the edits were great. This looks like a whole new application.
Yep. Thank you.
So, Ms. Casey, I agree. I think the edits were really good. I mean, I still have a little bit of reservations on E. You know, to me, it was still kind of low level, but I mean, I think I've been able to grapple with it, that you've got the experience, but I would have liked to see it a little bit more high level, maybe a little bit more reference to the assertions and, you know, kind of how the risks were identified. So I did struggle, but I think overall that, I mean, it does look like a complete new application, really did a great job. And I think I can get there.
Thanks for that feedback.
More of a question than a comment. I see we had 5 years at a CPA firm. What? Why did that not qualify him through the other track? Is that the appropriate question for this venue, or just?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an appropriate question.
Does it have to do with who's supervising? That it's the experience that's being referenced is from industry versus public accounting?
No, I'm saying there's a 5-year period where it's got public accounting on the experience. Michael J. Emmert and Associates, CPA, it looks like. Is that? I mean, I'm assuming the supervisor there was.
That's right.
Is this Aaron?
Yeah, this is Aaron.
We can't hear you very well. You've got really quiet.
Oh, sorry about that. Is this better?
Yeah,
okay. Sorry. So I didn't apply through tax track just because I was in school for most of that time. I passed the test in 2017, and I also left pretty shortly after, so we just didn't have time to go through and get the experience required through my direct supervisor in that time.
Great, thanks, Aaron. Any other discussion on the application? Mm-hmm.
Not hearing anything, so I think I'll move forward with this. I move to find that there is sufficient evidence to make a preliminary finding that Aaron Russell has demonstrated the competencies necessary for initial licensing per OAR 801-010-0065.
Ms. Casey, I'll second.
Thanks, Casey. Motion on the floor is to approve the application. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, the motion passes. Thank you. Okay, and then
thank you.
Our final deferred application is for Kevin Thor. And Norm, I believe you have this applicant and worked with them following the last meeting. Do you want to give us an overview of the updates?
Yeah, sure thing. Thanks, Megan. I reviewed Kevin Thor's application, and just to review a bit for the committee, Kevin passed the CPA exam on in November 13, 2013, and his work experience has been and still is with Intel Corporation. And I want to preface by pointing out to the committee that Kevin's work experience, or his supervisor licensees, I should say, has been with three different licensees, all at Intel. Kevin Young was his supervisor while he was working in the technology and manufacturing group. Sam Snow was his supervisor while he was working as a financial statement reviewer in the Global Accounting Financial Services Group. And Dustin Switzer was his supervisor during his time working in as a bankruptcy accountant in the Intel Services Group. And Kevin, in the competency narratives, he broke out his experience. I think this was much like a previous candidate we just reviewed who also has in their experience at Intel. Kevin, in another each of the competency narratives, broke out his experience and examples by supervisor, by the work he was performing for each of these supervisors at the time. So that may have been a little bit confusing for the committee in Kevin's initial application, so I want to make sure I point that out this time, that the experience in the narrative is broken out that way. So let me, if I may, go through each of the competencies, and I'll spend, please bear with me, I'll spend a little bit of time going through each one and providing my analysis of Kevin's experience and examples under each competency. So for competency A, understanding the code of professional conduct. Well, by the way, I just want to thank overall, I think Kevin has good experience, has great experience, and has provided really good examples. I should point out that from the initial review, the committee had feedback for Kevin pretty much in all of the competency areas, A, C, D, E, and F, and really for the most part just wanted more examples and more detail. So Kevin and I met both by phone and through email, and we just kind of went through and reviewed, and Kevin kind of did a whole reset and just made sure he was fully explaining and providing good examples for each of the competencies. So I think what he's come up with looks really good. So let me go through my analysis of those for the community. For competency A, the narrative describes examples of exercising integrity and professional care by maintaining confidentiality of accounting information and other company confidential information, such as customer list, contract information, personnel and payroll information, product cost information. For objectivity, independence, and professional judgment, the example provided involved being the gatekeeper for access to accounting information and other sensitive company information during the development period of a company ERP database. Kevin evaluated requests for access to information from this database to determine its validity, or their validity, the validity of the request, I should say, and made determinations regardless of the requester's position with the company or the level of inconvenience to the request. Further examples provided by Kevin of exercising professional skepticism, professional judgment, and objectivity involved evaluating capital asset purchase requests and determining whether they contained the proper level of approval and were whether they were classified correctly as to capital asset or expenses in accordance with company policy. For competency B, the ability to assess the achievement of an entity's objectives, the narrative, Kevin's narrative for this competency provides good examples of his understanding of the internal and external environments of the business. These include understanding and assessing the objectives and goals of the company, analyzing performance measures and critical success factors, and understanding the regulatory and competitive trends affecting the company. In one example, Kevin was involved in assessing, instituting, and measuring key objectives and processes for the business entities, new business developments, taxation strategies, key operating metrics, and accurate, complete, and timely financial reporting. For this business entity, maintaining a particular tax status in a given country is a critical success factor. Kevin evaluated all intercompany transactions for proper transfer, pricing requirements. This business entity was also not fully integrated into the company's ERP system, so Kevin manually performed and evaluated the financial statements for proper consolidation. Kevin also prepared reports and measurements for company management to evaluate new business startup costs, business unit results, trends, and effects of foreign currency fluctuations. In another example, Kevin was responsible for performing the quarterly financial review for two legal entities. This was done to ensure accuracy and completeness of financial information and compliance and consistency with GAAP application. The applicant, Kevin, I should say, also prepared and presented to management explanations of the financial results and measurements of business drivers. A further example is Kevin demonstrated the achievement of this competency by preparing and reporting on product level metrics of critical success factors, such as cost savings versus target, total spend by supplier, and comparison of product development versus goals. Kevin also developed and implemented a methodology for more accurately analyzing the assessing of materials, cost savings versus objectives, and forecasting those savings. For competency C, experience in preparing working papers, the narrative for this competency provides specific examples of Kevin documenting and concluding on financial accountancy issues. In examples, Kevin was responsible for preparing supporting documentation and conclusions related to Intel's adoption of ASC 606 revenue recognition standard. He designed, performed, and documented SOX test work that he performed by the company's manual accrual accounting processes. He prepared and documented financial reviews of two legal entities by preparing lead sheets, summary of financial results, and a conclusion on fluctuations and trends for presentation to management. And preparing the documentation supporting Intel's allocation of overhead among business entities, which included documenting the methodology applied, allocation calculations, general accounts affected, general ledger accounts affected, and comparisons to expectations for presentation to management. Under competency D, Kevin's narrative provides specific examples of how he met this competency. Examples include demonstrating how he prepared new product system validation testing, which included developing mock transactions and documenting the underlying flow in the ERP system, starting from the purchase of raw material through to the proper classification in the financial records of the eventual consumption and inclusion of finished goods. Performing analysis and assessment of an entity's VAT accounts to verify accuracy and completeness and related transaction flow, which also included evaluating transactions from source system to final posting on GL. and identifying missing controls in order to develop a corrective process. And finally, leading a team of system analysts and accountants to analyze and approve Intel's financial analysis and reporting processes in order to enhance timeliness while still maintaining control over accuracy, completeness, and classification. Kevin also designed, performed, and documented SOC test work that he performed on the company's manual accrual accounting processes, which I described as a competency as well. Kevin also provided several examples of his achievement for this competency. His first example refers again to his design, performance, and documentation of SOX test work for the company's manual accrual accounting processes. This involved performing test work on a sample population of open purchase orders to assess completeness of recording potential liabilities for work completed but not yet invoiced. If risks were identified, he would adjust his scope of work accordingly based on evaluation of the materiality of the effect on the company's financial statements. Actual errors found were also traced as to source problem and corrective solutions developed and implemented. Kevin reported his final analysis and conclusion along with recommended process changes to the company's SOX testing lead person. In another example, Kevin performed similar SOX testing related to segregation of duties. The results of this test work included identifying possible segregation risks, evaluating potential materiality and impact on the company's financial statements and communicating to the SOX testing manager. In his third example in this area, Kevin described how he performed a regular SOX control by reviewing raw material price variances, identifying apparent red flags, and communicating recommended process improvements. In one instance, he identified a red flag that appeared to possibly lead to a material impact and investigated the root cause. This investigation revealed a process weakness for which he recommended the implementation of a new preventive control. Competency F also provides, Kevin provides specific examples of cases in which he provided review reports for product analysis purposes, which tied out. I should point out that competency F is decision making, problem solving, and critical thinking. So Kevin provides specific examples of this competency, again, developing detailed written reports for product analysis purposes, which tied out to the income statement revenue line in total, and develop detailed cost of sales and related cost volume and quantity variance reports for analytical purposes. The applicant used problem solving and critical and analytical thinking to properly scope and source the historical data, relevant line items from the ERP system, and to locate the source documentation from the relevant system. He then summarized, grouped, and provided interpretation of results to evaluate the data on a customer basis. Kevin also was responsible for the company's inventory costing policy, which requires you to review and update the policy, answer accounting-related questions, and help interpret the policy with respect to current and future inventory decisions. For the last competency, competency G, ability to express scope of work, finding, and conclusions. As with the others, Kevin provides very specific examples of prepare analysis regarding cost of the inventory compared to continuing increases in pricing over time and presented the analysis to the business group controller and general manager. He prepared analysis of results of operations, which plan and the key drivers for the changes and presented this to his group controller and general manager also. He also prepared analysis of the income statement and balance sheet, including the impact of the application of GAAP concepts such as lower cost or market, and presented the results to his group management and the legal entity controller. I would open up for questions. I don't know if Kevin's on the line, so I'm sure he would be happy to respond.
Thank you, Norm. I really appreciate the thorough overview of the application. It was a little tough to tell what was revised on the application versus not, because we didn't have the kind of bolding and underlining. So this was really helpful for you to go through. So thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.
Other commentary on the application?
Well, if no comment, I would propose a motion. I move to find there is sufficient evidence to meet the preliminary finding that Kevin Ford has demonstrated the competency necessary for initial license for OAR 801-010-0065.
Thank you, Warren. Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor of approving the application of Kevin Ford?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, the motion passes. Thank you. Okay. So we're through all of our pending applications at this point, and that will move on to agenda item number 6, which is old business and the MOU annual reporting.
They do not have anything to report yet. I apologize for that.
Oh, no, not at all. That's perfectly fine. We can move this to the next meeting.
Have a moment.
No problem. All right. Any other items of new business for the committee?
Do we need to do officers?
We do.
Okay.
Whether we continue or whatever, but we do need to do that.
Yes. Can you remind us of the process?
So we just, we need nominations for a chair and a vice chair for the 2020 meeting season. There will be 3 meetings left this year. So. Anybody jumping at the chance? Anybody want to overthrow Megan?
Are there term limits, or are you?
So it's an annual reappointment.
It is.
Yeah. And then the terms within the committee are 2-year terms, and you're eligible for 2 renewals.
Three 2-year terms.
So 6 years in total.
I don't want to put Megan on the spot, but I really appreciated your leadership. I think you really do a good job of running the meetings and have really good insight on the applications as well. So whether or not you want to continue as the chair or not, I think you've done a great job.
Thank you,
Megan.
I appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
This is Casey. I completely 100% concur.
Thank you, Casey.
Sound like nominations.
Yeah, this is Norm, Megan. This is Norm, Megan. I agree completely. If you would accept it, I would definitely like to be nominated.
I'd be honored. Thank you. Okay. Any other
is there a motion, a nomination, a second?
As a norm, I can put that in the form of a motion. I move that Megan Kirk be the serve as the committee chair for the 2020 meeting year.
This is Casey, I'll second.
Thanks, everyone. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay. And then I'll abstain on the vote. So thank you. What about vice chair? Interest. Yeah. So do we have interest from members on the committee in participating in the vice chair role. Casey has done a phenomenal job of this for the past year, and I've really appreciated partnering and working with you, Casey, through this.
Thanks, Megan. But I am gone, I think my term ends in April, and I'm termed out, so we definitely need someone to fill that role.
Thanks, Casey. We'll miss you. We'll miss you, but we're happy for your future endeavors.
Well, thanks, yeah. Got a faculty position at Mississippi State, so I'm pleased with it.
That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So the vice chair role looks very much like a committee member role. In the event that the chair is absent, the vice chair leads meetings, facilitates, conducts role votes, overviews, etc. Anything that I'm missing there? Okay. So do we have anyone that's interested or any nominees for the vice chair role?
I would consider nominating myself if there's no other.
Thank you, Norm.
I was going to say, Mr. Gadd, and my term is ending in before May or June, I forget which, and I'm not going to continue another term after that, so I would not want to do this role.
Thank you,
Yvette.
Norm's last name?
Rush.
I nominate Norm Rush for the vice chair.
Thank you. Any seconds?
You don't have
to. Thank you. I'll second. Thanks, Casey. All those in favor of appointing Ron Rush as the vice chair of the qualifications committee for fiscal year 2020?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Abstain.
Any abstentions?